Casey Chambers is an attorney in Lexington, Kentucky. In January, she released her memoir, Hill Women, in which she examines life in Eastern Kentucky through the eyes of three generations of women in her family. Chambers spoke with Eric Douglas by Skype to discuss the book.
The book is set, or the story you, as you tell it, is Eastern Kentucky. Can you explain to me a little bit more specifically where we're talking about in Eastern Kentucky?
The book is set in Owsley County, which is one of the poorest counties in America. It's, you know, a place where the average household income is around, I think, $16,000 a year for a family of four. It has very high rates of disability. There are two restaurants in town, a sort of dairy bar and a diner. You know, no franchise businesses other than, you know, some dollar stores and a couple gas stations. And so it's really just a very small, very rural town in the holler of the Eastern Kentucky Mountains.
You made a choice, I believe it was your junior year in high school or leading into your junior year in high school, to leave the mountains, to go away to school. And let's talk about that first. Why did you make that decision to get out of Kentucky?
My parents had always instilled in me how important education was. And although I had not seen a lot of the world and had not traveled to a lot of places, I had been raised to know that that was something I wanted. Never been any doubt in my mind that I was going to go to college and that I would probably go to college away from my family. That's what my mom had done. That's what, you know, she had sort of assumed I would do as well. And so I got a brochure to this international high school. It was in New Mexico and it was free for everyone who got in, and then it had college scholarships. And so I decided to apply. And when I got in, it was such a good opportunity that I felt like I couldn't pass it up. And so I ended up going, and that sort of started me on this journey to seeing the larger world and experiencing the larger world outside of the mountains.
You talked about both at the high school and then at Yale, feeling uncomfortable with your own roots, your Appalachian roots, and trying to put them aside and trying to work to fit in for a while. What was that period like for you?
I think I was always aware of the negative idea of, you know, a hillbilly, all those stereotypes. And as a teenager, I think all of us want nothing more than to be accepted. And I thought that, you know, coming from the mountains, being a part of a family that, you know, I think the outside world probably still thinks of as hillbillies in a lot of ways, was something that was going to stop me from being able to fit into these new worlds that I was trying to explore. I thought people would judge me and that they would look down on me. And so I spent a lot of my early adulthood, my late teenagers and early adulthood, trying to figure out how to be who I thought belonged in these privileged environments. And I didn't think that I could both be myself, you know, the poor kid from East Kentucky, and fit into these very privileged environments that I was working really, really hard to be a part of.
Once you were finished with Harvard Law and I assume took a few days off to breathe, you decided to return to Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, and it was one of those things that I realized I'd been working on problems in Boston, you know, poverty law issues, and there are good organizations doing that kind of work in Kentucky. There just aren't as many people trying to do it to address rural poverty. It's harder, you know, people are more diffuse, and so it's just there are all kinds of unique logistical challenges. And I decided if I wanted to work on these issues, you know, I felt tied to Kentucky. I've always felt tied to Kentucky. And I decided it was time to go home and make a difference in communities like the one I grew up in.
To come back to the book for a second, it's a memoir. It's you talking about your experiences and through the lives of your family. A lot of times when writers write memoirs, they have those aha moments. They have, you know, personal epiphanies. Did you learn any lessons, or what lessons did you learn about yourself when you actually had to sit down and put it all together?
I think I became even more aware of how generational change and how my circumstances and my opportunities were such a long time in the making. I think there's this idea out there of this, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps narrative. And a lot of people, if they were telling a story like mine, it would start with, you know, me being born into poverty in a trailer and then working hard and going to the Ivy League. And that would be the story and that would be the arc of it. And I think, you know, I intuitively knew this, but writing the book really drove home how it took three generations for me to even have the opportunity to, you know, even think about applying to those types of educational institutions. And now that I see that, now that I see how, you know, change takes generations and it takes a village, I've really been talking about Hill Women as this anti-bootstraps narrative, because I hope what it does is change the way that we talk about those types of stories, those sorts of rags to riches or poverty to, you know, elite institution type stories.
That was Hill Women author Casey Chambers. She is currently taking a break from being a lawyer so she can run for office in Louisville, Kentucky, while she's raising her newborn son. Hill Women is currently available through Ballantine Books. This interview is part of an occasional series with authors from the region.